They are more than just names. More than blocks of stone set in rows. More than memories. They are our brothers and sisters. Our parents and our children. Friends, loved ones, and even strangers who believe that we were worth fighting for, that we were worth dying for. They stand for justice, for courage, for heroism and fearlessness in the face of danger. They stand for the brave men and women who selflessly answered the call and gave their very lives for the cause of freedom. Let us never take their sacrifice for granted, but instead remember with gratitude those who have served. Today, tomorrow, and every day thereafter. By the grace of God, if we walk upon free soil, if we breathe in the sweetness of liberty, let us give thanks, let us honor the fallen, and let us never forget.
Power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. An army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, 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 break every chain. And at the name of Jesus, at the
the name of Jesus. Cry out the name of Jesus. Hell's gates tremble at the name of Jesus. Darkness has to flee in the name of Jesus. Bondage of chains, bondage of sickness, bondage of mental wellness. Oh Lord, we cry out your name today. Oh, we lay all our problems and our burdens. We lay down our chains at your name of Jesus. All hell trembles. We cry out your name. Jesus, you break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. We believe and we have faith in the name of Jesus. We speak with our mouth, we use our words and we cry out, Jesus, Jesus, come and help us. Lord, we ask that you send your light to chase away the darkness. And in your name, demons have to flee. And in your name, Jesus, demons have to flee. Jesus, Jesus, we cry out your name. On behalf of our friends and our family, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord, the lost souls of our nations. Lift them up to you, Lord. You are our true salvation, our one salvation. The sacrifice that you made on Calvary and the blood that was shed for our sins. You span the gap for us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we welcome your presence with our hearts filled with praise. Lord, we bow down to worship. We're free to worship. And our hands we will raise.
When you are
Done with worship right now. Let's keep worshiping the Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing your song to Him who sits on Heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All creation I see, praise to the King of Kings. You are
Lord, I thank you for an incredible morning so far and all that you have blessed us with and your presence, your power in this place, Father God. Lord, would you be with us now as we just share some thoughts together this morning and continue to lift up your name and pray, Father God, that you would speak through these words in Jesus' name. Amen. This is indeed Memorial Day weekend. I personally have never served in our military, but I have tremendous respect for all that have. And so standing here this morning, my sincere thank you to each and every individual that has ever served in our armed forces. I believe that their sacrifice should indeed always be remembered. Memorial Day has been a national holiday since 1971, but its roots are much deeper and much older than that. The following is part of the history of Memorial Day as posted on the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs website. 3 years after the Civil War ended, on May 5, 1868, the head of an organization of Union veterans, the Grand Army of the Republic, or GAR, established Decoration Day as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the war dead with flowers. Major General John A. Logan declared that Decoration Day should be observed on May 30th. It is believed that that date was chosen because flowers would be in bloom all over the country. The first large observance was held that year at Arlington National Cemetery across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. The ceremony centered around the mourning-draped veranda of the Arlington Mansion, once the home of General Robert E. Lee. Various Washington officials, including General and Mrs. Ulysses S. Grant, presided over those ceremonies. After speeches, children from the Soldiers and Sailors Orphan Home and members of the GAR made their way through the cemetery, strewing flowers on both Union and Confederate graves, reciting prayers and singing hymns. It was not until after World War I, however, that the day was expanded to honor all of those who had died in American wars. In 1971, Memorial Day was dedicated a national holiday by an act of Congress, though it is still often called Decoration Day. It was at that time that it was also placed on the last Monday in May. Originally, Decoration Day was the idea of remembering and decorating the graves of those who had died in service to our country, and it has been around since at least the Civil War. Perhaps you may have learned about or heard about a certain speech that a president gave one day at Gettysburg when dedicating the National Cemetery there. It started out something like this. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. A little bit later in his speech, he said this: "We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this." President Lincoln, of course, is the one that gave that short address to those gathered at the Gettysburg National Cemetery dedication that day. They gathered there to remember all of those who had fought and died and were buried right there at Gettysburg during the Civil War. His speech, by the way, was not the keynote speech of the day. His speech lasted only about 2 minutes in length, but it's a speech that has been remembered by many and come to be known probably as one of the greatest speeches in American history. It was certainly a fitting speech for a Memorial Day celebration, a speech given to encourage all generations to remember what took place on that battleground. The National Cemetery there was indeed dedicated to the memory of those who had made the ultimate sacrifice, dying to preserve freedom. Decoration Day, or Memorial Day, whichever you know it by, has been for that purpose ever since. While I am incredibly grateful for all of those who have served in our armed forces, Memorial Day was specifically set aside to remember those who gave their lives for this nation's freedom, of which, to date, approximately 1.3 million men and women have given their lives throughout all American wars. Today, I want to take a few minutes to respectfully call attention to one special group of individuals, and arguably this could perhaps be one of the most honored groups of the fallen. It's the unknown. November 11th of 2021, so just a few months from now, November 11th, will mark 100 years for the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Let me give you just a touch of history from their website. Through the ages, one of the consequences of warfare has been large numbers of unidentified dead. In the United States, prior to the Civil War, unidentified remains were often buried in mass graves. But in December 1920, New York Congressman and World War I veteran Hamilton Fish Jr. proposed legislation that would provide for the internment of one unknown American soldier in a special tomb to be built at Arlington National Cemetery. The purpose of the legislation was to bring home the body of an unknown American warrior who in himself represented no section, creed, or race in the late war, and who typifies, moreover, the soul of America and the supreme sacrifice of her heroic dead. In October 1921, four bodies of unidentified U.S. military personnel were exhumed from different American military cemeteries in France. On October 23rd, 1921, the four caskets arrived at a specified town's city hall in France. Early on the morning of October 24th, 1921, Major Robert P. Harbold of the Quartermaster's Corps, aided by French and American soldiers, rearranged the caskets so that each rested on a shipping case other than the one in which it had arrived in. Major Harbold then chose Sergeant Edward F. Younger of the Headquarters Company, 2nd Battalion, 50th Infantry, American Forces in Germany, to select the unknown soldier. Sergeant Younger selected the unknown by placing a spray of white roses on one of the caskets. The unknown then journeyed by caisson and rail to a port town in France. From there, the USS Olympia transported the unknown soldier's casket to Washington, D.C. The unknown arrived at the Washington Naval Yard on November 9, 1921. And after arriving in D.C. on November 9th, the unknown lay in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. About 90,000 visitors paid their respects during the public visiting period on November 10th, 1921. On November 11th, 1921, the unknown was placed on a horse-drawn caisson and carried in a procession through Washington, D.C. and across the Potomac River. A state funeral ceremony was held at Arlington National Cemetery's new Memorial Amphitheater, and the unknown was interred in the tomb of the unknown soldier. Nationwide, Americans observed 2 minutes of silence at the beginning of the ceremony. President Warren G. Harding officiated at the ceremony and placed the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military decoration, on that casket. Numerous foreign dignitaries presented their nation's highest awards as well. Originally, the tomb of the unknown soldier consisted of a simple marble slab. During its early years, thousands of visitors came to Arlington National Cemetery to mourn at the tomb and to pay their respects to the unknown soldier and the military personnel he represented. Today, the tomb's sarcophagus is decorated with 3 wreaths on each panel that face north and south. On the front, or the eastern side, 3 figures represent peace, victory, and valor. On the back, or the west, is this inscription: "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." No one knows the man that rests in that tomb, but every single one of us have been touched by his sacrifice. A sacrifice he made for his family, for his country, a sacrifice he made for you and I. How many others, like this man, willingly chose to defend the freedom of those he never knew? Memorial Day is a day set aside each year to remember those who have given their lives for our freedom. Like this man, who gave his everything and yet lies at rest, known only by God. There are so many who have made a sacrifice for our freedom, and unfortunately, it's a freedom we tend to take for granted. A freedom defended by people we never knew, many who couldn't even fathom what life might be like in 2021. But they understood the importance of being set free and the importance of maintaining that freedom. So much so that despite knowing the risks, they chose to enter a battle that would claim their very lives. I truly hope that Memorial Day has not lost its meaning to any of us. It's sad to me that some think about it as only the end of a school year, or only the beginning of summer celebrations? While all that may be true because of its timing, I hope we teach our children and we encourage others to remember the sacrificial cost of our freedom, a freedom that we have been granted at the cost of many, many others. Well, I sat in my office considering this message, thinking about Memorial Day and everything that Memorial Day stands for, thinking about Lincoln and that speech that he made to a relatively young nation at that time. I marveled about how far we have come as a nation. In some ways, we've progressed leaps and bounds in very positive ways. But in some things, I fear we have drifted further backwards than we have moving forwards. I thought about the founding of this nation. And I know that there are some that would argue this point, but I truly believe that we were founded on the Word of God, established as a Christian nation. In remembering our freedom as a nation, the Lord reminded me of an even greater freedom that we need to remember and celebrate. An even greater sacrifice that took place for you and I. While everything we've talked about so far has been indeed classified as great sacrifice, there is one that is even greater yet. There was another life that was laid down for our freedom. And it ensures a freedom for us, a different freedom, but it still ensures a freedom for us today. A freedom that is not temporary, but eternal. This freedom does not speak to the one freedom that must continually be defended. This freedom does not speak to the one celebrated only in America or only once a year. This is a freedom that is for all mankind of any age. It's a freedom for any person ever conceived. And it's a freedom that far outweighs the freedom we celebrate any other time of year. Today and every day, we should be remembering and celebrating the freedom that we have through Christ Jesus. He and He alone has given us a freedom from sin and death. It's a freedom that also was gained by sacrifice. But instead of millions plus lives being lost, this freedom was gained at the cost of just one. 1 John 3:16 tells us, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. We live, folks, in a constant battlefield. This battlefield is not overseas or in some unfamiliar area. This is a battlefield of our hearts over a war called sin. Yet it gives me great joy this morning to tell you that the penalty of that sin, the cost of that freedom, has all been completely paid for. It's been covered by one payment on a cross called Calvary. We no longer have to be subject to this war called sin and its death. We no longer have to be controlled by an enemy of ours. We no longer have to suffer at the hands of one who stands against all freedom. But praise God, our freedom has been granted. And not just for us, but for every generation yet to come. How will they know of their freedom? How will they know of the sacrifice that was made? Unless, like Memorial Day, we remember it. We tell of it and we celebrate it. Much like the memory of those lost in war and their heroic efforts to gain our nation's freedom, unless we share the accounts, unless we share what has been done for us on Calvary, unless we share the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, how will others know the cost of freedom? True freedom. Freedom that has been paid in full on our behalf by Jesus Christ. I got to tell you, unfortunately, that's another freedom we take for granted. I made that comment earlier about Memorial Day. Sometimes the real meaning of Memorial Day is missed. As time moves on, it becomes something other than what it was ever intended to be. And honestly, it starts to lose its meaning. I fear that that is happening in American Christianity today as well. Have we forgotten the sacrifice that was made on our behalf? Have we forgotten about the freedom we have received at the expense of another? Have we forgotten to pass down the accounts of the past so that others can know and remember? Are we guilty? Are we negligent in telling others about the greatest war hero of all, Jesus? There is no hero greater than Jesus. His was a much different kind of war, but a war nonetheless. One that guaranteed our spiritual freedom. Yet I wonder, has the real meaning of Christianity in America been lost over the years? Has a moral life been surrendered for one of pleasure and happiness? Has the desire to succeed in this life become more important to us than our eternity? Have we given up that eternal freedom to be slaves to this world and its desires? Have we neglected God and His Word and failed to think about the cost, the dear, expensive, merciful cost that was paid for you and I? Do we take our freedom, our spiritual freedom, for granted? I say again, a cost was paid years ago. A cost by someone we have never met. Not face to face, anyhow. It's a sacrifice in which one casualty not only counted the cost, but willingly laid down his life for permanent freedom for all mankind. I would not want to live in any other nation than our nation. But even the greatest freedom that we celebrate pales in comparison to the freedom that we have through Jesus Christ. A freedom we get to enjoy for all eternity. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. Some of us will visit cemeteries where our loved ones lay at rest. Some of us may participate in some type of a Memorial Day service honoring those that have fallen for our freedom. Some of us will spend time with family, passing down those stories told to us by our relatives so that others can know and enjoy them as well. Whatever you find yourself doing tomorrow, I encourage you to take a moment and to remember all of those who have indeed paid that great price so that you can do whatever it is that you're doing at that moment tomorrow. I encourage you to remember the thousands known but to God that have provided this nation its freedom. I encourage you to keep their memory, their sacrifices alive, not to dwell on the past, but to remember where we have come from and the willing sacrifices that have been made. And then I encourage you to remember the greatest sacrifice ever made. Not on an earthly battlefield, not at the cost of thousands to defend some piece of land or an ever-changing freedom, but a battle won on a cross. At the cost of one to defend souls for eternal freedom. If you will allow me this morning, let me just rephrase a small portion of President Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. It was that second portion that I read earlier. Today we have come to dedicate our lives as a permanent dwelling place for the one who gave his life that a world might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, a time to remember. To remember all that has been sacrificed for you and I. Father, we come before you this morning. And I'm not sure a simple thank you is ever going to be enough. Not to any veteran who has ever served, not to any family who has ever lost a loved one, and certainly not to you for what you have done for us. Lord, sacrifice has been made on countless levels, but the greatest sacrifice of all is the one that you made for me, for us. For this generation and the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. God, forgive us for taking that freedom for granted. Forgive us for failing to remember it day after day. Forgive us for all of our shortfalls, Father God. Help us not only to remember the sacrifice you made, but God, I pray that you would birth it in our hearts to shout it from the mountaintops. That we would not be afraid to tell others. That we would not be afraid to celebrate that freedom that we were given once for all. God, help us to do the job you have called us to do. and to share what you have done for us with every person we come in contact with. Lord, watch over us today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace, unending love, amazing grace.